The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. In these crazy times, people constantly ask me, what can I do? What can I do? Well, here's one thing you can do. You can help our friends at the Alliance Defending Freedom. These guys are heroes. In fact, I wanted to have Tyson Langhofer. He's a senior counsel at ADF and director of the Center for Academic Freedom at ADF to talk to us about something they're working on now. So you get some sense of what these heroes at ADF are doing. Tyson Langhofer, who is currently in Loudoun County, Virginia. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
You tell us about the case of Pam Ricard. This is just so classic. I mean, the evils that people are dealing with, that parents are having to deal with schools effectively telling them, we can do what we want with your kids. We don't need your permission. I mean, this is as un-American as anything imaginable. It's happening now, and you guys at ADF are dealing with it. You're fighting the battle. So tell us about the case of Pam Ricard.
Yeah, sure. So Pam's a middle school math teacher in Junction City, Kansas. And a year ago, Pam was forced to use pronouns of students at their request. And she said, look, I'll be happy to use their name, but I just don't want to lie to the students. But on top of that, the school told her that, she had to use the legal name and biological pronoun when communicating with parents. But yet when the students, you use the preferred name.
And she said, look, so what you're saying is she had to participate as a teacher. She was being told to deceive the parents. This is what she was being told to do.
And absolutely.
I mean, I just want to be clear. This is amazing, folks. Do you hear what is going on out there, that teachers are being instructed that your job is to deceive the parents of the kid who pays the taxes for this school? I mean, this is unbelievable. So she came to ADF.
She did. And, they had suspended her. They reinstated her after 3 days. She's back. She came to us. We filed a lawsuit. And earlier this year, we had a hearing with the judge. And thankfully, the judge agreed with us. And the judge enjoined the school district, entered an order, said, look, you cannot force teachers to deceive parents. Whether you like it or not, parents have a constitutional right to participate in the education and the upbringing of their children. And they've got a right to know what their child is being called at school. And if their child is being participating in this social transition, they have the right to know that. And thankfully, the court agreed with us. And after she entered that order, the school district agreed to settle the case and change its policy. So now teachers are not forced to lie to the parents about, what's going on with their child at school.
It's just hard for many of us to believe that this is really happening in America. And what state was this?
This was in Kansas, in rural Kansas.
Okay, there you go. Could it be more preposterous? This is Kansas, not California, not New York, not Massachusetts. This is in Kansas that you have a school telling a teacher that either she gets with the program and lies to the parents or is in trouble. And so when that happens, where do you turn, folks? Where do you turn? Well, this woman turned to the Alliance Defending Freedom. You've heard me talk about them many times on this program, and I want to be blunt. I am asking you to help them today. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. MetaxasShow.com. You'll see the banner. Please, folks. People say, what can I do? You can help. You can help. MetaxasTalk.com. Or there's a phone number, 855-547-5333. 855-547-5333. Or again, just go to MetaxasTalk.com and see the banner for ADF. It's hard for a lot of people to believe, Tyson, that that this is happening in America, and it's kind of amazing to me that you have to take this stuff to court. That people have to that they have no recourse but to say that I can't do this. I can't lie. This is it's not just wrong, but it's completely unconstitutional. So the idea that ADF is stepping up to defend our most basic constitutional rights, which you would imagine most people wouldn't contest this. It's so basic. But in our woke, crazy world, we have to contest this. What are some of the other things that ADF is working on these days?
Well, we're representing a professor who was fired at the University of Louisville because he spoke at a Heritage Foundation event, about the treatment of children with gender dysphoria. And his colleagues were outraged, even though he'd been there 16 years and was a leading psychiatrist on this. And so, we're having to fight it even in the universities where just debating on how what's the best treatment approaches can lead to you being fired after a 40-year career in academia. So that goes to trial. Later this year, we're representing, student groups who are the schools are refusing to recognize them simply because they hold to biblical values on marriage and sexuality. So these rights of parents and teachers and professors and students, they're being attacked at every different turn. And, we're having to step in and defend them.
It's hard to believe that it's happening, but folks, it is happening. And I don't know where we would be without the Alliance Defending Freedom. I mean, what happens to someone like this woman, Pam Ricard, who obviously you guys are doing this pro bono. You're helping her. She doesn't have a lot of money. And she turns to you and you help her. So, she gets to have some victory and self-respect and to continue her job without lying to parents. It's unbelievable that we need the Alliance Defending Freedom to defend this kind of thing. But when you talk about a leading psychiatrist talking from what he knows professionally, you said that he spoke at the Heritage Foundation, but his colleagues are so woke and so happy to leap along with the latest narrative that that they vilify him for that. And he has to turn to the Alliance Defending Freedom. I just don't know what world we'd live in if the Alliance Defending Freedom didn't exist, which is why I'm really not apologetic at all in saying to my audience, folks, go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner, give what you can. Again, the number is 855-547-5333, or just the banner, MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner, or 855-547-5333. We're doing a campaign with the Alliance Defending Freedom this month, and you guys have just been such heroes. How did you get involved in this kind of thing, Tyson? Because, when people go to law school, they don't think in the future they're going to be dealing with something like this. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, Eric, I've always been really passionate about America, about our constitutional freedoms, about the things that we stand for. And I was in private practice for 16 years at a large law firm. But, about 7 years ago, I joined ADF because, I really want my kids to understand and realize the same freedoms that I have. And as you've indicated, Eric, these are eroding over time, and I don't want that. I don't want my kids to experience a less free society than what I did. And so, I joined ADF and I love being able to stand up for people like Pam Rickard and Dr. Josephson who are willing to take a stand, not just for their rights, but for everybody's rights. When they get a victory, it's a victory for everybody. When you protect the First Amendment, you're protecting everybody's rights.
Well, again, it's just amazing. I always think of what happened to Germany under the Nazis. They had a modicum of legality. They didn't just say, no, now we have a tyrant and we all have to do what Kim Jong-un says. They had laws, they had judges, they had lawyers, and they had to navigate that crazy world. But of course, they didn't have the freedoms that we have in America. They didn't have the Alliance Defending Freedom. So right now we have the opportunity to fight these battles in the courts. We have the opportunity, folks. If something like this happens to you or someone you know, you can turn to ADF and something can come of it. You can have victory. You can at least have a chance at victory. But usually when you're dealing with ADF, you have more than just a chance. But I just have to say that right now, if you don't understand we're in a war, folks, I'm here to tell you we're in a war. This is absolute madness. And if it weren't for our friends at the Alliance Defending Freedom, you know, I don't know really what to say. I hope you'll go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the banner because we need your help. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. If you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids, just look at the reaction to the work Patriot Mobile did in multiple school districts in Texas. The left is losing their minds over it. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider and a force for conservative values. That's because they take a portion of your bill and fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, and they're winning. Patriot Mobile has affordable plans for you, your family, even your business. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use multiple major networks. Plus, you're supporting conservative values with every phone call. Go to patriotmobile.com/Eric, patriotmobile.com/Eric, or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code ERIC. Special discounts available for veterans and first responders. Join our movement. Make the switch today and a difference tomorrow. patriotmobile.com/Eric, patriotmobile.com/Eric, or call 972-PATRIOT. Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Foyt. Sean, I can't believe you are in the studio.
In the flesh.
Every time I've interviewed you on this program, you've been in a car on a hilltop in California.
An airport.
Right?
Yeah.
And you are in New York City.
Yes.
Welcome to New York, my friend.
Thank you.
Albert and I were just telling my audience our version of what happened last night. Mm-hmm. And it was so beautiful. And a friend of mine, Mike Wilkerson, said, oh, and when the sun went down while we're worshiping, that was the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the Jewish
Wow.
New Year. And I said, that was not planned. That was amazing.
Yeah.
To be worshiping Jesus in the middle of Times Square.
Yeah.
Publicly, beautifully.
Yeah.
So last night we saw the film. The film Super Spread is fantastic. The only part I didn't like is my part. I'm in it, folks. I apologize. You know what I mean? I was just very I was bloated and confused. And but they put it in anyway. But Sean, just tell us, what happened yesterday?
Man, it was wild. I mean, like you mentioned, you know, being in Times Square, the place where the ball drops, the place where the eyes of the world look at during New Year's. And we were there actually during the real New Year's. You know, during
the
Jewish
New
Year's.
Not amazing?
Yeah, it's so cool. And what was even more wild, I mean, there's so many different threads to weave, but
right.
When we first came in 2020 and we were on the West Coast and we were doing Let Us Worship, and of course, you know, there was a narrative from the media that it was like this anti-lockdown, anti-government protest. It wasn't that at all. It was just like, hey, we're the Church of Jesus Christ. We need to rise up. This is a dark time. People are fearful. People are filled with you know, this chaos, this confusion. Drug and alcohol use is skyrocketing. Suicides are skyrocketing. We need to worship. And so then when I had it in my heart, like, we got to go to New York City. Like, this is a city I love. Been coming here since I was a kid. And when we showed up in Washington Square Park under the big arch, there was a policeman there, a chief of police that met me. And he said, what are you guys doing here? And I said, well, you know, we're here to worship. And at that time, protesters had been raging through that park. And it was just a place of chaos and violence. And he said, well, like, we could use the church here. That's what he said. So we began to worship. Then I went back to him and I said, hey, what do you think about us doing baptisms, this chief of police? And he said, well, I don't know. Where would you do them? I said, the fountain. He's like, he just started laughing. He's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, people want to get baptized. And
see, I just want to explain to people, because they need context, how amazing this is, okay? Union Square, okay, is where we are here. This was in
Washington Square Park.
So it's a little bit south of here. There's that iconic arch, that iconic fountain. I remember being there in the 80s, like when breakdancing was invented, and there's like stuff going on. Right? I'll never forget. So it's this absolutely central place in New York. So the fact that you chose, now this is not last night, this is at the, you know, in the middle of when you started this stuff, to come to New York, to go there, and then, like something out of a movie, to do baptisms in that fountain. That's just, it's astonishing that this really happened. You know, this is not like an idea. And you guys did this.
And all that's on the film, which, I mean, that's where the baptism movement started for us, was in that fountain.
Well, when you say that, the baptism movement started, because, you know, there are people listening and watching that you know, they don't realize. You tell, because you've been on here before, you said this before, but give us just the 30-second version of, you know, you decided to take the church outside to worship during COVID, just so people understand what the movement is that we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, we just, you know, when these kind of tyrannical government orders came down targeting the church, you know, marijuana dispensaries are open and casinos are open and strip clubs are open, but the church is deemed non-essential. We just felt like we needed to create a petition called Let Us Worship to get hundreds of thousands of leaders and pastors to sign it and basically say, no, we need to take a stand, not on just the Constitution, but on the Bible. We're like, we're commanded to worship through hard times. So anyway, that birthed the movement. But to get back to Washington Square Park, what was amazing was...
Don't bang the desk. The engineer's telling me. He's saying we're banging the... Are we banging it? Can you hear this? All right, I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What was amazing was is when we showed up there, this policeman, he was like a man of peace, right? And he was really, really incredible and really welcoming. Well, last night we get to Times Square, which is a long ways away from there.
Very far. It's like
the same guy.
The same cop.
The same policeman that now is switched, and now he's over the Times Square area. So he shows up and he's like, I remember you guys. You're the crazy baptism guys. And I was like, yep. We're here again.
Yeah, I was there when Jay Koopman like made that connection. Yeah. Like, I was standing next to Jay, and he's talking to this cop, and I thought, this is just like crazy.
It is so wild.
But listen, look, the whole thing is crazy. This is a dream come true. I want to be clear, and this is if you want to talk about the false narrative in culture, okay? Most New Yorkers, the cops, the people who clean your hotel rooms, the people, like, basically all of New York are basically God-fearing, often faith-filled Christians, okay? But you would never get that impression. The media gives you the impression that the cultural elites who live here, that that's New York. When you do an event like this, whether it's in Union Square or whether it's in Washington Square or it's in Times Square, and these people come, you start seeing how many people in New York love God, love the cops, want peace, want leadership that understands these things. And so it really was. But yesterday, when I arrived at the event, I just said, I feel the spiritual warfare. In other words, I feel if you could see into the spiritual realm, the angels and the demons battling over this city, especially in this spot. Yeah. I mean, you know what you do when you're doing worship. You're doing spiritual warfare.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I think, you know, one of the most powerful things about that specific piece of real estate and even the prophetic act of what we did is that's the most distracted place on planet Earth, right? The whole point of Times Square is to distract you.
That's exactly
there's, you know, every building's lit up. There's ads going on. I mean, half the time when I'm leading worship, I got to close my eyes because there's crazy ads come up. You know, yeah. You're like in the spirit and then you look and it's like a bikini ad. You're like, ah, Jesus, you know.
But it's so you're exactly right.
But it's a battle for your mind. It's a battle, you know, who's going to win the advertising war. And so last night it was so powerful to go in that place, to shut off that noise, to lift our hands to heaven, to sing to Jesus and say, you are enthroned over this place. We will not be distracted by any other noise. We lift you up over this place. And I think that was a prophetic sign to America.
Yes.
As we approach the midterms, we approach this increasingly hostile environment, especially to believers and people of faith, we got to put those blinders on and just sing about who God is, declare who he is. And so we did that last night, and I felt like something broke in the spirit.
Well, I got out of there at the end because I hate to show you how much I love you and Jesus. I showed up there yesterday because I hate crowds and I never ever go to Times Square. It's like so chaotic and vulgar basically to my mind. So when it was over, I thought, okay, I got to get out of here because we're going to go to the theater to see, and I want to talk to you about it, the film Super Spreader, right? So we left with all these friends and stuff, and a couple of friends who remained behind said, oh, people were getting slain in the spirit. I said, are you kidding me? And evidently, these are people that I know, right? So in other words, the presence of God was manifesting itself there. So in case anybody doubts that this is real, I mean, I'm gonna talk to my friends more to get details, but people don't want to leave. They want to worship.
Yeah, I mean, we had to end early because, you know, it just got, there was too many people. Like, the police couldn't control traffic. It was wild. But, you know, I'm increasingly blown away. And we were in Philadelphia the night before, and we love going into these difficult areas. People say it can't be done. God can't break in. It's too far gone. And I love watching God flip the script. That's one of my favorite things in life.
And that's what God does. That's the ultimate definition of it's God's paradox, right? That his truth flips the world's truth around and reveals itself as deeper truth.
Right.
And that's basically part of what you saw.
And the fact that he can move anywhere. Like, he's not intimidated by the powers that be. We had protesters there last night. We had people doing crazy stuff there last night. But, like, I feel like sometimes Christians or like people of faith, we get too worried and concerned. God's not worried. It's not like he's insecure. It's not as he's the angels in heaven are looking down and the only place they see on the earth that's troublesome is New York. They're like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if this guy up here can do it. You know? And so when we get the posture of heaven and we get that mindset and perspective, gosh, it fills us with so much hope for where we live.
God has used you in my life along those lines because it's very easy for us to get discouraged or to get pushed back. I was saying earlier to Albin before you came on about the negative comments I get from the most religious Christians on Instagram, on Twitter, whatever, like, God's already judged us. And you want to say, shut up, Satan. That's not the voice of God. That discouraging, useless. So what happened yesterday was the exact opposite of that. We got more with Sean Foyt. Don't go away. So I walked on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. Is the government the best mechanism for fighting poverty? Are there any real-life examples of communities successfully combating addiction and homelessness today? How can we best deliver hope to our nation? Those questions get answered September 23rd on SalemNow.com in an inspiring new motion picture from Kingstone Studios based on a true story. In No Vacancy, a demoted journalist finds her cynicism slowly transformed as she befriends a recovering addict while working a story about a church struggling to purchase a motel for homeless families. No Vacancy, starring Dean Cain, T.C. Stallings, and Sean Young, is based on the true story of First Baptist Leesburg, Florida, and a real location, the Samaritan Inn. Movie reviewers are saying movies like this bring purpose to the big screen. Well produced and the acting is tops. Enough cannot be said about how incredible this true story is, and this film does it justice. Pre-order it September 19th at SalemNow.com. Watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD on Friday, September 23rd at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Sean Feucht. Can you spell it? No one can. But I can pronounce it. Feucht. F-E-U-C-H-T. Sean, okay. People know you in various contexts. Last night, you had a Let Us Worship event in the middle of Times Square. It was amazing. And it was what I think part of what you're helping people do, and you've definitely helped me do that, is it really to be bolder in our expressions of faith. I mean, to worship God unashamedly in the middle of Babylon, essentially, and to say that we're going to take Babylon for Jesus because he loves all of these broken people and they need him.
Yeah.
There is something powerful about that. Now, I want to say, again, you've been doing these worship, Let Us Worship events all around the country, but now, and I said this yesterday at the end of the film Super Spreader is spectacular. It's really wonderful. It's not an official Christian film because Kevin Sorbo is not in it. All right? So I just want to say, we can't say like official Christian film because Sorbo is not in the cast. But I'm in it and all kinds of other people are in it. But it tells the story of what happened with you and your beautiful wife and your family. But what amazes me is that as people go to theaters now to see Super Spreader, it's going to continue the movement. In other words, the film in theaters is continuing the movement and getting these ideas out there. So I was thinking in other revivals in history, we've never had the possibility of like we're capturing stuff. Right. I mean, in the Jesus movement in the late 60s, early 70s, whatever, you know, they weren't able to spread this around the country. Maybe it would be in Time magazine if you're lucky, but there's no way. And to me, the film Super Spreader is somehow being used by God to touch people. You can bring your friends to the theater to see Super Spreader who maybe wouldn't go to a church. Just go, hey, you check this out. It's totally. About, you know.
Totally.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's a beautiful film. You should be so proud.
Thank you. I mean, it's definitely been a battle. And it's not for the faint at heart. Movie making is not for the faint at heart. But you know, when God breathes on it and he wants to, you know, bring influence and increase, like we just say, okay, Lord, yes. And you know, I'm not a big movie guy. I don't watch a ton of movies. I think I told you yesterday, I usually go once a year with my mom at Christmas. But the opportunity for the gospel to be proclaimed and released and to spread, it's incredible. And you know, we have over 600 theaters across America this Thursday, September 29th.
This Thursday, September 29th.
That is going to be showing about 300 of those 600 are one-night-only events.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear this? Did you hear this? September 29th, one night only. No, but I mean, this is where I want to say to people, you need to show up.
Yeah.
You need to buy many, many tickets and drag the youth group, drag your friends.
Yeah.
This is the opportunity. What Sean and friends did to make this film, I know because I saw a little bit of it. It is gigantic what you did, much less the money that you put into it. But I'm saying you're teeing this up for Americans to say, okay, I can bring some people who, you know, just to check it out, just to see.
And the first time that we showed it, this is how I knew that there was an anointing on it for evangelism, because the first time that we showed it, we were trying to pitch it to some investors to help us with some marketing capital, and an atheist showed up from Atlanta that is used to funding faith films because they make money. And so he was showing up as a potential investor. lifelong atheist. He watches the whole film. At the end of the film, we turn the lights on. He's weeping. And he says, I need God. I need this. I need
you
this
are kidding
in my life.
Me.
Dead serious. First time it was ever shown an atheist gave his life to Jesus. So I know there's power on this. You know, I know that people are going to encounter God and his spirit. And it's just another way that we can broadcast the movement and the life and the hope of what God's been doing.
And, you know, and I think we want to be really clear. It's not you. It's not me. It's not. We know this is God, that yeah. God is using this. And, you know, lately, my favorite scripture lately has been Romans 8:28. You know, all things work together yeah. for good for those that love the Lord. COVID, you know, fascist governors, all of this stuff
yeah.
has just driven people to God.
Right.
It's opened doors yeah. that wouldn't be open.
Yeah.
I mean, this movement never would have happened
yeah.
if it hadn't been for
totally.
The draconian foolishness of these blue state governors and mayors who are
right.
clearly out of their minds, power hungry, and they decided to flex their muscles. And God, you want to talk about, you know, spiritual jujitsu, God flipping the script.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. They, yeah. I mean, this is in the film, but in case you don't know, we've had Che on right here at this desk. But I mean, all of these pastors that were persecuted
yeah.
by Gavin Newsom in California, they won their lawsuits.
Right.
Like, it's
yeah.
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Our friend Jenna Ellis was involved in the one with John MacArthur. Che On is a pastor and a friend. They were just – the government was trying to crush yeah. them, and God gave them the victory. So
yeah.
that part of that is in the film.
Yeah.
Josh Hawley, the senator,
yeah.
is in the film.
Mm-hmm.
There's just – there's a lot going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and I mean, it is. I feel like it is a season where God's flipping the script. You know, he's using what the enemy meant for evil, and he's turning it around. I mean, even the name Super Spreader, it's funny. Like, it comes off of a hit piece from Rolling Stone, you know, calling me a Jesus Christ Super Spreader, which at the time is kind of devastating a little bit because
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm a musician. It'd be nice to have some recognition someday in a magazine like that. And then they did this hit piece, and I remember I was sitting at home and I was like, oh man, this is horrible. And my buddy calls me and he's like, this is the most brilliant marketing idea ever. He's like, God writes the best stories. Super spreader? He's like, this is what we're all called to be. And then when we tried to connect with the Christian film guys to help us get the word out, they were like, yeah, the film's amazing, it's powerful, but we don't like the name Super Spreader. You need to change that to Lettuce Worship.
We're gonna be right back talking to Sean Foy.
I was just waiting for you, skating on the ice. It's so very nice when you have someone to hold your hand. You
know. With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. That's InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to my listeners. That's you. The Percale and Giza Dream bedsheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're now all on sale for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer, because there's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057 now and use the promo code ERIC, or you can go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use the promo code ERIC. This offer will not last very long. They're known to sell quickly, so order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. Promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. final segment with our friend Sean Foyt. Sean, I still am just crazy over what God is doing through this film, Super Spreader. Okay, people need to see this film.
Yes. Superspreaderfilm.com.
Superspreaderfilm.com.
They can look up which theater is showing it closest to them. It's not at every theater, but it's a lot of AMC, Cinemark, Regal. I think Cinemark and AMC are one-night-only events. So it's September 29th, Thursday, one night only. And then Regal, I think, is doing a full week, which is pretty historic. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, there are a lot of people like you and me that do believe God is using the chaos of this time to bring revival. But very few people have been eyewitnesses to the beginnings of that. But you and Jay Koopman and others, you've been there. Mm-hmm. You've seen this stuff. Talk a little bit about that, because they're not putting this on the news. They're not putting any of this stuff on the news except to be negative.
And it's funny, because I was on an interview with a very, very famous guy 2 weeks ago, and he was explaining to me, and this is a guy that knows everything, and he was like bummed about the response of the church during COVID. And I said, well, yeah, a lot of churches shut down, and you know, they were fearful or whatever, but did you know that there's a whole church that's been rising up? Did you know that there's people, like, we've been to 175 cities and thousands of people? I mean, I would have never believed it in if you would have told me in Times Square you're going to gather together to worship and 5,000 people would show up. Like last night, you know, in Philadelphia, downtown Philadelphia, thousands of people are going to show up. That was Saturday night. I mean, it's like every single city, God is moving in such a profound way. And there is a remnant body of believers that is rising up. So I got a lot of hope. You know, it talks about in the book of Joel, you know, the end times, it says the great and terrible day of the Lord, or the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Yes, there's a lot of dread. There's a lot of terrible things, but there's a lot of great things too. I focus on the great. That's where I live, in that place.
Well, you do feel like the wheat and the tares are growing up together, right? Because you see evil becoming more evil. The protesters that were there last night, and again, this was this tiny clot of really broken, pathetic people. Like, you look at them and you think, this is what you're doing with your afternoon?
Right.
It makes me want to cry, because they're openly, you know, negative would be too sweet of a word. They're openly satanic.
Hostile.
They're hostile to God. They're hostile to the church. But they're viciously hostile.
Right.
They're not hostile in a principled way.
Right.
They're viciously, disruptively hostile. And that's what you saw with Antifa attacking your equipment in the last couple of years. I mean, you see a level of hostility and viciousness. You say, if I was an objective observer, I would say, this is weird. Like, you've got families praising God, and, you know, maybe I don't believe in God, but it's kind of sweet. And then you have these nasty people coming in. So you can see the evilness of evil in a way that in the past, really, you couldn't.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you can. It's polarizing, you know. It's a lot of times people ask me, you know, of what we've seen across America and in the world, is the darkness getting darker, is the light getting lighter? And I always tell people both.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the gray area is shrinking. And so there's a polarization.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, we've never seen, I was talking to the historian David Barton about this. And he said, you know what, Sean? He said, the greatest revivals always come in the days of the most intense polarization.
Yeah.
The more things are polarized, the more the gospel shines. So we're in one of those seasons right now.
Well, also, too, I think we forget that if you don't know God and you're looking at these horrors unfolding around us, I mean, it's madness in any direction you look. I think most people eventually get to a place where they say, this doesn't make sense.
Right.
There has to be an answer to this. Is there a God? Is there a solution to this? And I think people are turning to God because things are so bad.
Right.
And that's why it's an opportunity, in a sense. I mean, I think of those poor protesters that I hope some of them would eventually open their hearts to receive God. Because you can see how broken they are.
Yeah.
They're looking for meaning in life, and they're not going to find it in rage.
Right. I mean, there is a sense of desperation. I don't know if you know, fast forward pre-COVID, you know, 2017, 2018, 2019, I don't know if you would have seen the hunger like we experienced last night. There's something about the trying times that we're in, the divisive times, that cause people to be hungry for what's real. And so that in and of itself is also a gift, I believe. You know, I mean, we could say the enemy's doing whatever, and we give Satan a lot of credit for stuff. But what if we say, okay, God, now people are getting hungry. They're getting ready. They're getting desperate. I mean, people last night were desperate for a touch of God.
Well, I mean, look, I look back in my own life. When I was 24 years old, I was totally lost. It was one of the worst times of my life. But in retrospect, it was a blessing because it opened me to God in a way that if things had been going fine, there's no way I would have been open to God at that time. And now I look at it as the greatest thing that ever happened in my life. Yeah. How did that transformation happen? Through difficulty.
Yeah.
So I really do think that there are a lot of people today who are, they're lost, they're looking around, they're wondering, is there such a thing as truth? Is God real? Can I know him? Where could I go to find him? Mm-hmm. And God is providing opportunities. These worship events that you do, I saw people wandering through there yesterday. They're like, what is this? They're like, what is going on here? And I'm telling you, it's just an amazing thing. Just got a minute left. What's going on with you like in the next couple of months? What are you up to?
Well, we're really, really excited. Not only the release of this film on the 29th, this Thursday, but on October 22nd, I feel like it's going to be one of the most powerful things we ever do. We're coming back to the National Mall in D.C., and this is going to be about 9 days before the midterms. And I've just been having dreams and visions that people from across America are going to gather, and there's just going to be a stream of people as we gather on the National Mall, and we're going to, you know, days before this election, we're just going to say, Jesus, we got to have your move in America. We got to have you show up right now. You need to break in. And so, of course, we have, I mean, an incredible list of Holy Spirit-filled, Bible-believing senators and congress members and people like that are going to be there. We have another really big surprise.
What's the website when we go to our break here?
Letusworship.us.
Folks, do you need more? Letusworship.us. Sean Foyt, we love you. We're proud of you.
Thank you.
God is using you. And thanks for being with us.
Yeah, what an honor. Thank you.
I want to read this on the air to everybody who's listening. Okay, we're all concerned about cancel culture. That's part of the what we're talking about when we're talking about all these things. Okay, so specifically, if a public school teacher is being dismissed for refusing to teach woke ideology, if a business comes under attack by left-wing activists, we know that this thing we call cancel culture is harming American society every day. You know this, folks, right? Okay, but that is why today I, Eric Metaxas, on this program, am asking for your support for our friends at the Alliance Defending Freedom. You hear about all these court cases, okay? I mentioned it when I was talking to Sean. You have Che on his church being sued, or they sued the governor. You have all these kinds of things going on. Who fights these court cases? Well, it's just a handful of folks, and at the leading the pack, our friends at the Alliance Defending Freedom. It's the world's largest nonprofit legal organization committed to protecting religious freedom, parental rights, free speech, the sanctity of life. People say, what can I do, Eric? What can I do? You can do a lot of things, but one thing you could do is give something to the Alliance Defending Freedom. You have to go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner to make a tax-deductible donation. I ask this unapologetically, folks. These are heroes. Alliance Defending Freedom. Tyson Langhofer, who was with ADF, says truth is the number one weapon in the battle against cancel culture. I think we have a clip.
It takes courage to speak the truth, and it takes courage to stand up to the repressive regime of cancel culture. At Alliance Defending Freedom, I get to see that courage in the clients we serve every day. Since 2011, ADF has won 13 cases at the U.S. Supreme Court. We've also achieved more than 435 victories for students and faculty across the country. We have a 91% success rate when we file lawsuits in those cases. When Americans have the courage to fight cancel culture, we can win. What about you? Are you ready to join us and do your part to stand up for the truth?
I hope that people will take this opportunity. Folks, people always say, what can I do?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, do this, because I know the folks at ADF, okay? If you care about religious freedom, which is to say, if you care about freedom, which is to say, if you care about America and the gospel, if you care about these things, you have to step up. So just go to our website, metaxastalk.com. Any gift of $100 or more will help them protect your God-given rights against unconstitutional government overreach, which is in the headlines every single day. So right now, thanks to a generous friend of ADF, your first gift in any amount will be doubled. So this is one of these opportunities. So please go to MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. The impact of your first gift will be doubled. Or you can call if you prefer. I'm going to give you a phone number. I hope you're hyped up to do this, because this is an opportunity. We can fight back. We still can fight back, but we need to fight. Here's the number, 855-547-5333. 855-547-5333. Again, 855-547-5333. Another thing that you can do if you want is to see some of the films we're talking about at SalemNow.com. No Vacancy.
Oh, yeah.
We just had Dean Cain on.
Superman.
The other day. Superman. So go to SalemNow.com. And always, as we say, please support our sponsors, Nutramedics.com, use the code Eric. MyPillow.com, use the code Eric. MyStore.com, use the code Eric.
And try the coffee. Try the coffee.
And the coffee will blow your mind.
Oh,
not
yeah.
literally. No. Not literally. But the coffee at MyStore.com, it is. It's fantastic.
Great.
I'm thrilled to say that, because Mike is a friend and I want to support him. Go to MyStore.com. Use the code Eric, I think it's time for Christmas presents. Thanks for listening.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.